What a story. The story of Christmas. It was the prophet Micah who told us that he would be born in Bethlehem. But there's something else Micah told us. He said that he would be born in Bethlehem, but he said his goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. Jesus didn't start in Bethlehem. He'd always existed as eternal God. And at Christmas, he stepped out of his eternal glory and majesty and became human. What a story that the eternal one would become man. John told us in his gospel in John chapter 1 that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then he became flesh. What a story. Eternal God becoming man. John and Paul told us in their writings, as they recorded the words of God, explaining that it was Jesus Christ who created everything that is. It was Jesus Christ in Genesis chapter 1 that spoke the world into existence. All that exists, exists at the word of Jesus Christ. And then he stepped into his creation and became human, humbled himself to become human after he's existed for eternity as God. But he even humbled himself to take my sin upon his back and to die on Calvary. What a story this story of Christmas is all about. The eternal God became human. It was the prophet Jeremiah that explained that the Lord had created a new thing in the earth. A woman shall compass a man. This is something that's new, that's never been done before. A woman is going to be with child, but not in the ordinary way that a woman is found with child through the relationship of a man. But God is going to do something new. He's going to compass about a man. And he's going to bring a human being into the world that didn't have a human dad. Well, Isaiah just cut to the chase and said, a virgin shall be with child. When the angel met Joseph that day to talk to Joseph about the baby that his wife, in the betrothal period, knowing that he had never been with her, and yet she's with child. And when the angel showed up to talk to Joseph about why his wife is with child, the angel quoted that verse from Isaiah, that a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they'll call his name Emmanuel, which is being interpreted God with us. I mean, this is a story like no other story. Eternal God became man in a way that has never been done before. A miraculous virgin conception. Setting up the virgin birth of a man without a human father, that he might not inherit the sinful nature that is passed from father to child since Adam's sin in the Garden of Eden. And he would be the sinless, eternal God in humanity. What a story this story of Christmas is all about. He's the one that separates our history into before Christ and in the year of our Lord. Unless, of course, you're a part of the politically correct crowd that wants to make it before the common era and the common era. In order to become politically correct and continue to wipe Jesus Christ out of the history and annals of humanity. But the reality is, his birth changed our calendar. And everything that's ever happened in humanity has either happened before Christmas or after Christmas. Because Jesus Christ is eternal God stepping into humanity on Christmas morning. What a story. It's a new story. It's always a new story. It's new every time we sing it. It's new every time we read it. It's the amazing story of God's answer to man's rebellion against God's right to control His own creation. Think about that. Does God have the right to control His own creation? Adam and Eve said, no, we'll do it our way. And Jesus' birth in Bethlehem is God's answer to man's rebellion against His right to rule His own creation. Jesus Christ, born on Bethlehem's hillside on Christmas morn, the amazing story of Christmas, Jesus living an amazing life of reaching out to the sinful humanity in Israel at the time, offering them His message of love and grace. Jesus Christ offering His life as a sacrifice in sinful humanity's place in answer to God's holiness, calling out for justice in every human being's life. Jesus Christ living a sacrificial life and going to the cross of Calvary and dying a sacrificial death where He took my sins on His shoulders. And He bore the penalty that I owed under the justice of a holy Creator for rebelling against Him. Jesus Christ took my sin, bore my judgment. He endured the shame of all of my sinfulness. Jesus died for me. The story of Christmas is always new. It's always fresh. Because the person of Jesus Christ is the eternal answer to the longing of my soul for an answer to the problem that I cannot solve. The answer of the problem of my own sinfulness. Jesus Christ dying on the cross of Calvary. Going into my grave. But then conquering my grave, conquering my sin, conquering my death, and rising victoriously on the third day. The Christmas story never gets old because it reaches into the heart of every person and deals with the heart's need of every person. Isaiah declared that this wonderful person is a wonderful Savior, a wise Counselor, a mighty God, a compassionate Provider. He is the Prince of Peace. He's the one that makes it possible for me as a rebel against my Creator to have peace with God. What a story, this story of Christmas. Jesus Christ, before He ascended back into heaven after He had died, was buried and rose again, He told His disciples that He was going to go and prepare a place for us to enjoy Him for all of eternity. And then as He left, He said, I'm going to come back. And I'm going to get you and take you home to be with me where I am. This is the story of Christmas. This is why Jesus Christ came. And our Bible ends with that amazing prayer at the end of the book of Revelation. A prayer that the saints of God have prayed for generations. That prayer is, even so come, Lord Jesus. Wouldn't it be awesome if this Christmas season, Jesus Christ came back to catch us away to be with Him. What a God. What a Savior. What an amazing entrance into humanity on Christmas morn. That all of this might be the reality of our God. The prophet Jeremiah said this. He spoke of a day when in the work of God, that God will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. And for I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. That's what's in front of us. You know, the day's coming when there will not exist a person who does not fall at the feet of Jesus Christ and honor Him as the one and only eternal God. The day will come when you won't have to tell other people about Jesus Christ and give them a gospel tract and witness to them to tell them about what Jesus did to make salvation possible in their life. You won't have to tell anyone that they need to know Jesus Christ, because everyone will know Him. Of course, there's a lot that's going to happen in prophecy between now and then. But I'm reminded by that Jesus Christ wins. Those that rejected Him will be forever lost. And the only people that will remain will be those who've been born again, who know Jesus Christ personally. All of their sins will be wiped away. Their eternal need will be healed. And we will enjoy our God forever. This story is a new song every time it's sung, because it's fresh and meaningful and vibrant